Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Paula Harris. Paula, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready, George.
Excellent. Well, let's do this. Paula is the co-founder and principal of WH Cornerstone Investments. They're guiding widows with their financial lives. I'm excited to have you on. Paula, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
I would be happy to, George. Thank you. I am a wife, an aunt, a daughter. I'm a connector, a community volunteer. I'm a business owner. And I am also a heart-centered financial advisor who has studied with Jack Canfield and am certified in the Canfield methodology, as well as a certified trainer in the success principles. And one of the exciting things is that a group of us trainers actually have co-authored a book together called Life Lessons in Success, which is being published next month. So very excited about that. I'm also the creator of Wisdom Wednesday. I have a YouTube channel where I talk about my ponderings, positivity, and prayer. I'm married to my business partner, Bill Harris, and we have a wealth management business, WH Cornerstone Investments, as you mentioned before.
Nice. I appreciate all that. How exciting on the book. What was the motivator there?
Well, when you go through training with a group of people, there are about 50 of us and another maybe 15 trainers. There's such an energy and you want to get your message in the world. So, the book is titled Life Lessons in Success. So a great way to get that message is to do it in a group. And it also kept the group together, a good portion of it, in order to continue to build those relationships and, get the message of, personal responsibility and that each one of us has the opportunity to be successful in our lives. And we're out there training and teaching people how to do that. So it's a really exciting project.
Yeah, I'm certainly going through an experience with 50 people, and that's, I'm sure, obviously it was extremely valuable and you loved it. And you said, what else can we be working on together? Just out of curiosity, how did the book actually come together? How many people actually wrote it, kind of a thing?
Or yep.
Did everybody contribute a little bit?
So 36 of us contributed and wrote a chapter each. There's one woman who had the idea, and she made it happen, Angie Dabrowski. And she really, she kept us motivated moving forward. As you can imagine, getting 36 people to do anything with deadlines can be a bit challenging. And she kept us on task. And we had hoped it would be out last fall, which would have been a year from when we set the original goal, but took about 6 months longer with people's schedules, with the pandemic, things like that. But it's really exciting. So we're in that marketing phase now, building excitement. And it's really fun. It's like, it's real. We're doing daily visualizations to see us, going to go shoot for like a USA Today or a New York Times bestseller list. So we're going to visualize it, and hopefully that will happen.
Very cool.
1 week to make it happen.
Yeah. I love it. And tell me what a heart-centered financial advisor is.
So it's really someone who, I would say I'm an empath. And I'm learning more about what that means, but I very much pick up on people's emotions and feelings, and I can just connect with them on a deeper level. So our clients, you know, which tend to be midlife widows, they're hurting. They come to us, you know, needing some help. We also help folks, you know, before that, hopefully getting them prepared. So like really tuning in to where people are at and trying to meet them where they are, as opposed to this is our process. It's all about the numbers. You know, it's just about the spreadsheets. We really look at someone's whole life and try to integrate all that's happening. And so kind of an offshoot of the business is I've created these Rise Up communities, helping women in transition. And a lot of them are geared around widows to get together. I've run three retreats now, 3 weekend retreats, really trying to bring people together to help them work through transition, understand, you know, there's more, that you're not all you are today, that we can help you bridge that gap into hope and rebirth and reliving. And it's been really powerful, coming from that heart-centered space.
Yeah, I can definitely see the value and how that would be an incredibly powerful thing. How did you know that you were, I've heard the term an empath before, but just something that you'd always been keyed into?
No, I wouldn't say I was always keyed into it. I definitely can feel other people's emotions, but it was other people. It's actually a lot through the Canfor training that people would say to me, "Oh, you're an empath like me. You're an empath like, we're empaths like so-and-so." And as I spent more time with people, you start to realize like, you know, people just connect at a deeper level. They understand and read people. Like I can read people. I mean, I'm not perfect at it by any means, but I can just read people across a room. You know, one thing I did years ago was get trained in Reiki. And one of the things you can learn is you can send Reiki across a room sort of by putting your hands over your heart. And I just naturally do that. I'm in large, you know, I've done training with Tony Robbins, Jack Canfield. And when someone's sharing a story, I can immediately just my hands go over my heart. You know, if someone's struggling, when someone just can't seem to find the words, I just immediately start sending them energy. And, you know, I believe it helps. So I see things when other people are like, just don't see or feel them.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's a skill that you can and develop and strengthen.
I think we all have that ability if we tune into it. So one of the things I've been tuning into more is my faith life. And I think when you have that connection to God, and you tune in and you listen more and you slow your life down. I mean, one of the things about this pandemic, it slowed my life down. So I can hear more, I can see more, I can connect more to myself and to others that matter, rather than just that running around going from thing to thing and not, you know, not picking up on the signs. So I do believe you can tune in. I mean, there's lots of people out there that help you. I've discovered a guy named Dr. Joe Dispenza, he is mind opening on the work that he does. And you just start to realize it's within all of us. Most of us have just lived too busy of our lives and don't even know it's a possibility or never even heard about it.
Yeah. Fascinating. When you're open to learning new things, there's so much out there to learn. So,
yep. You know, funny, George, the title of my chapter in the book is something like when you're open to change, the teacher appears. Mm. And that's, you know, that's where I was. And the teachers do just keep appearing. It's amazing. Like, you know, you and I appeared in each other's lives. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. So your work as an advisor, tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. So I have the privilege of working with my husband, which is really neat. And we kind of divide our roles as me as people person and him as spreadsheet. So he's a spreadsheet guy who does connect very well with people. But we are very much a great team and helping people sort of see different sides of things. You know, I often call myself the translator. I can take complex subjects and make them easier for people to understand. I pick up when, you know, when the person's just saying, you know, it's like, okay, well, let's reframe it. So I do a lot of the work I do is to create these communities, like I said, like Rise Up, helping create tools for people. We've got a bunch of tools out there. One called Prepare. So if a curveball, we call it curveball life planning, you know, being prepared if that curveball comes. And so we've got a workbook called Prepare. You know, you get a diagnosis, you get a, you know, It would work for divorce as well too, but something tragic's potentially going to happen. How do you get your affairs in order? We've got one called rebuild. You know, the curveball is hit. How do you sort of get back on your feet, move forward? We've got, you know, things like after death checklists. We've got, a wonderful woman that we talked both about, Marcia Mantel, come and do some Social Security webinars for us to help widows understand the complexity of Social Security. And, you know, if you are, I guess, eligible or affected by the windfall elimination provision or the government pension offset, how do you deal with that? When are you eligible? We've got, you know, Medicare guide. So we really try hard to create a lot of tools to help others understand things in simple language. And then Bill and I, we do a ton of training ourselves and just always investing in who we are professionally. But I think personally matters a lot too.
Did you know that there's a lot of financial people that just do investments and they don't wade into this really tough stuff?
Yes, I'm learning that, which is another reason it sets us apart.
Right.
It's hard. It's messy.
Yeah.
The first time, you know, you have a client cry, you know, it's like, what do you do? I mean, I went and got trained with a woman named Amy Florian on sort of how to deal with people and death. That was really important to me because you want people to have their dignity. But we realized early on that if we were going to just chase the return of what we did for our clients, which we do investment management, you're only as good as your last month, quarter. You know, you're always about the investment return. So I also do a part of a group of advisors called Return on Life Advisors with Mitch Anthony and Steve Sandusky. And it's really, money is a tool. And it's an important tool, but it's helping us just live the best life we can live. And so we try to make sure that we're giving our clients a return on life as well as the return on investments. So, yeah, it's not easy. It's different.
Yeah. Well, I think it's obviously, I think it's immensely valuable. It's easy to do and be a financial person when the markets go up and up and up, but when life throws those curveballs, which they are always coming, you know, if you haven't had one in a while, just wait a little longer, and it might be a pandemic, or it might be that somebody dies or an illness. There's just a million different things that can happen. So how do you triage, I guess I'll just ask the question, how do you handle when life throws those curveballs?
You know, there's sort of all different complexities. I mean, I remember one day looking out our office door, which looks out at a doctor's office, and I saw a client getting in the back of an ambulance.
Oof.
And it was like, what? I mean, this guy was a triathlete, and it was really hard to see that. And it was like, okay, you know, go into that mode of being calm. You know, we got a call a couple of months ago, you know, from a daughter of a client. I hate to say it, I'm making the call that no one wants to make. My dad dropped dead this morning. Mm-hmm. And she called me at 11:30 in the morning. And I was like, oh my word. So it's just, okay, you put on, you know, take that deep breath, get yourself centered and say, okay, let's think about what's most critical in this moment. Do you need me to come be with you? You know, it's like, you know, yes or no. Okay. Let's think about all the phone calls you need to make. I mean, normally we are not always that close, but you do have to just say, okay, you know, you lost your job. I mean, I remember we were in Sedona after a conference and a client called and she's like, I just got laid off. It's like, okay, you know, again, how much cash do you have on hand?
Mm-hmm.
What do you, you know, you think through what are the most important things that you have, you know, gosh, sometimes people are in the middle of, you know, applying for mortgages. You know, like they're trying to do their normal life things. It's like, okay, how do you get this wrapped up as quick as possible? How do you, you know, make sure, again, biggest thing is how do you have access to cash? And for widows, you know, we really try so hard on that prepare side is to make sure that people, you know, have the joint bank accounts, have the beneficiaries named, have your estate planning done. I mean, unfortunately, we've seen people, you know, in the pandemic have to go through probate. That takes twice as long in a pandemic. And when you don't have as much access to cash, it's not good. So it's really like, okay, was there life insurance? Okay, let's figure out who that person is that you need to call and let's call them together and get that paid out. So you just, you know, you get really calm and you make lots of lists and you follow them.
Yeah, that's okay. So get calm, at least as calm as we possibly can, and you're in a unique and highly valuable situation or position for your clients because you can help them. But if they're not working with an advisor, do you counsel people or would you counsel them to just find somebody who is a little bit removed from the situation to help them sort of step through this?
Yeah, I think, especially, I think by divorce and death, you want to have that trusted advisor, whether that's a paid professional or an objective friend, someone who doesn't want anything from you except for you to be the best version of you. They're not, waiting for a payout or anything, but you're going to need an extra set of ears and eyes to accompany you to meetings, to be on phone calls, because when tragedy, when that curveball happens, you typically cannot think straight. And for widows especially, they talk about a fog. You get this brain fog that lasts sometimes a good year. Most people will say they don't remember the first year. So having people, we always recommend carrying a notebook with you. So you write everything down as you hear it so you can reference back to that. Sometimes you might want to audio record a conversation or a meeting if you have to go it alone, but definitely finding someone who just wants the best for you. And sometimes that's family, sometimes it's not. I mean, we've seen situations where, clients, younger clients just they want what's best for mom because ultimately it's going to be what's best for them. And that's a scary place to be when you're really vulnerable.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I think that that's all really, really, really good things to be keeping in mind about how you might not, it that's probably impossible to think about or to understand how you're going to feel when something like this happens. And you're just not going to know. So doing those things and making sure that you have somebody who wants the best for you and there's not any external motivations or internal motivations other than to help you and just to make sure that you're getting through it.
Oh, George, may I add something to
Please.
that?
Yeah.
I've had a couple conversations recently. We were part of this once with a widowed client. If a Someone who has sold a life insurance policy to someone requests that you have to come pick it up in person, that is not an ethical thing to do, I would say. I just talked to a widow recently, and it took like 9 months for the life insurance to be paid out. And the guy said, "You have to come by my office to get it." We had a client, the same thing. And that same client had another guy said, "I'm coming over to your house." She said, "I want Bill and Paula with me." That's not right. No one, they should be able to mail you a check. That's putting undue pressure on someone who's in a vulnerable position. So again, that's just really important. If something doesn't feel right, you got to go with your gut instinct because that's not a good thing.
No, that's not a good thing at all.
Nope.
So you have a life insurance policy, and let's just use an example that John and Stacy are married, and Stacy passes away, and there's a life insurance policy on Stacy. John calls the insurance agent or whoever it might be. The only answer should be yes, I'll get you the check immediately. It should be mailed to John, or however that actually takes shape. And so if the agent or the representative is saying, "No, you need to come in to the office, or I'm going to come deliver it in person." That's not necessary, and it's also not acceptable.
I 100% agree.
Got it.
Yep, especially because that person is vulnerable, and often they're going to try to sell a product to that person.
Got it. Keep in mind that potential motivation. So,
Yep, absolutely.
got it. Well, Paula, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
I would say we talked about this earlier. We never know when a curveball is going to hit your life, and each of us is 100% responsible for our actions during our lifetime. So give your loved ones the gift of preparedness. Get your affairs in order now. Be buttoned up so that when a curveball comes, you're prepared.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
All right.
Paul, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
Sure. Our website is whcornerstone.com, and we're also found on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and my Wisdom Wednesday on YouTube. You can find that too with Paula Harris.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Paula your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to whcornerstone.com. wisdomwednesday.com. Find them on social media and check out the Wisdom Wednesday on YouTube as well. Thanks again, Paula.
Thank you, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.